Jess in with you this morning. Now, I think we've counted up that there are 8 candidates now running in the Upper Hunter by-election, and I have a feeling there could be a couple more within the next week. We're catching up with each of the candidates as the weeks are going on leading up to the by-election, and this morning I'm joined by someone who's running as an independent, Kate Fraser. She lives in near Scone, and as I said, will be running as an independent in the by-election, and Kate joins me now. Kate, how are you doing this morning?
It's a lovely autumn morning in Scone.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this by-election certainly wasn't something we were all anticipating going and doing on May 22. Did you anticipate you'd ever put your hand up for politics?
I have in the past had a political career of various sorts. I was a councillor on the Scone Shire Council, Upper Hunter Shire Council, for many years. And I was also involved with the local Rural Lands Board for some time. So, yes, I've always had a political interest, and I've enjoyed very much what I've done. Mm. And that rather led me to put my hand up and say, well, let's have a go at this.
Yeah. For anyone who may not know you, Kate, give us a little bit of background on yourself. You've lived in the Upper Hunter for a very long time.
I've lived in the Upper Hunter basically all my life with the odd trip to Sydney and various other places, but basically in Scone, really. My family, my father's family came to the Rookal district in the 1850s, and we still hold land up there, and members of the family still live there.
So in running in the by-election for the seat of Upper Hunter, it's quite a diverse electorate. We've got wines, we've got the equine industry, we've got our mining industry, infrastructure. It's such a varied and widespread electorate. Do you think you are across all of the issues, and what do you think about the electorate in general? Do you think everyone works quite collaboratively together with all the industries?
I think people do their best. There's certainly areas that I need to do a bit more research on. I'm probably a bit more au fait with the thoroughbred industry, as I've been a member of it for some years. We breed and race thoroughbred horses, and my husband has also been involved in the industry. I would make the point that an awful lot of miners own horses, and an awful lot of people who own horses have shares in mining companies. So I hope that we can get on together in the best possible way for everyone. I do accept that we have to move on to renewables, and that is something that needs to be very much to the forefront of our minds. I also feel that this election is in a great deal about local issues. I'm surprised at the number of messages I've had about roads and basically about potholes. I've been sent photographs of potholes that you could almost fall into all across the electorate. There are people saying, we can't get to town, we can't get our produce to town, how can we sell our produce if we can't get a cattle truck down this road? And I really feel that there's going to be a lot of local issues come forward that people feel have perhaps not been adequately addressed in the past.
Mm. Do you have plans to get out to the electorate sort of further down to Dungog and to Gloucester and around those sorts of areas? Of course, the Upper Hunter is more than just our seats here in, you know, the Upper Hunter Shire Council areas and Singleton and Musselbrook.
Yes, I'm certainly hoping to get around in the next couple of weeks. We're just sort of getting things set up this week. And so I have made contact with people over in some of those areas and hope to be going over perhaps with some signs that people might be kind enough to put in their shop window for me, or allow me to stick on a fence, and certainly meeting people, as many people as I can. I hope to be able to just on Facebook say that I will be in a certain area on a day and would be happy to meet people at X place for a chat.
Do you think that after 90 years of the National Party holding this electorate, do you think on May 22 that's going to change?
It's very hard to tell. I haven't actually gone right back through the figures, but it's also this large group of independents from nominees from various areas who will obviously pull, you know, a Dungog nominee will get the Dungog votes equally singled in those areas. They will have their own personal following, and they will poll very well in their own areas. So it will be extremely interesting, and I look forward to the competition.
Well, Kay, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we will be sure to catch up with you again before the election.
All right, thank you very much.